Good morning.
Good morning.
The scripture this morning is from Mark chapter 16, verses 1 through 11, the resurrection. After the Sabbath was over, Mary Magdalene, Mary the mother of James, who was alone, but brought spices to go and anoint the body of Jesus. Very early on Sunday morning, at sunrise, they went to the tomb. On the way, they said to one another, "Who will roll away the stone for us from the entrance to the tomb?" It was a very large stone. Then they looked up and saw that the stone had already been rolled back. So they entered the tomb, where they saw a young man sitting at the right, wearing a white robe, and they were alarmed. "Don't be alarmed," he said. "I know you are looking for Jesus of Nazareth, who is crucified. He is not here. He has been raised. Look, here is the place where he was placed. Now go and give this message to his disciples, including Peter. He is going to Galilee ahead of you. There you will see him, just as he told you." So they went out and ran from the tomb, distressed and terrified. They said nothing to anyone because they were afraid. An old ending to the gospel where Jesus appears to Mary Magdalene. After Jesus rose from death early on Sunday, he appeared first to Mary Magdalene, from whom he had driven out 7 demons. She went and told his companions. They were mourning and crying, and when they heard her say that Jesus was alive and that she had seen him, they did not believe her. The word of God for the people.
Thanks be to God.
I love that the story of Easter can be shared through just Easter eggs and symbols. And so may our children and those that are listening hear the Easter message even through plastic eggs. Join me in prayer one more time. Father God, again, thank you for this day. Use me and help calm my nerves. In Jesus' name, amen. He is risen. Good morning and welcome. I don't know what it took for you to come here this morning, but I'm glad that you are here. You are seen, you are loved, and you matter. Not only did Jesus our Savior die for our sins and take the punishment we deserve, but he also chose us because he loves us. As we reread this passage, I invite you to explore it with your imagination. What do you see, smell, taste, or sense in this story? Mark 16, verses 1 through 11. When the Sabbath was over, Mary Magdalene, Mary the mother of James, Salome, and Salome brought spices. Then they looked up and saw that it had been rolled back. It was huge. It was a huge stone. And they walked right in. They saw a young man sitting on the right side, dressed all in white. They were completely taken aback, astonished. He said, "Don't be afraid. I know you are looking for Jesus, the Nazarene, the one they nailed on the cross. He has been raised. He is here no longer. You can see for yourselves that the place is empty. Now, on your way, tell his disciples and Peter that he is going on ahead of you to Galilee. You'll see him there exactly as he said." They got out as fast as they could, beside themselves, their heads swimming. They said nothing to anyone. After rising from the dead, Jesus appeared early on Sunday morning. He appeared to Mary Magdalene, whom he had delivered from 7 demons. She went to his former companions, now weeping and carrying on, and told them. When they had heard her report that she had him alive and well, they didn't believe her. So I appreciate many things about this passage. The teacher in me wants to explore the who, what, when, where, why of this passage. Who? Three women: Mary, mother of James, Mary Magdalene, and Salome, the mother of James and John, the sons of Zebedee. What? They went to buy spices to anoint Jesus' body, a common Jewish practice which demonstrates the love and care that they had for Jesus. When, after Sabbath was over, which started on Sunday evening and ended Saturday evening, where? Jesus' tomb. The resurrection story is needed to remind us of the hope. So the why, the resurrection story is needed to remind us of the hope found in the resurrection, which is central to Christian faith, affirming Jesus' victory over sin and death. We are called to live out the power of the resurrection and experience new life in Christ. Jesus chose these women to be his first witnesses, women disciples. A disciple in the Bible is a dedicated follower, learner, and adherent to the teachings of Christ, aiming to live as he lived. The resurrection of Jesus is the greatest event in humanity's future. Throughout the sermon series in Mark, we learned that relationships mattered to Jesus, and they should matter to us as well. Mary Magdalene, the woman who was healed by Jesus, was the first to see the resurrected Jesus. Jesus chose Mary to reveal that he was alive. And women play an important role in the resurrection story. Today, we also play an important role because we need to be reminded of the courage God has given us and the urgency to tell others the good news that Jesus conquered death and is risen. Also, we see in the passage the relationship between Jesus and the 12 disciples is significant because Jesus told Mary to go to them and let him know that he was alive and well. In the passage, we see that Jesus specifically mentions Peter because leading up to Jesus' death, Peter denied Jesus 3 times. Jesus offers forgiveness and restoration. Verse 7 reflects the grace and mercy which are central to the gospel message. God is a God of second chances. I know that I don't always get it right the first time, so I need the second chance, and many times after that. If you know me any length of time, I love a good deal. When we lived in rural Alaska, I sometimes would see a gallon of milk for sale for just $1, even though it usually cost $12 because it was about to expire. I'd buy multiple gallons, then I'd text my friends, milk is on sale. Similarly, this weekend presents the greatest deal. It's a love story. Jesus conquered death, and we need to be telling others. This greatest deal should change our lives. Though the woman at the tomb, we read, were scared when they saw that the stone was rolled away on Easter Sunday morning, they weren't paralyzed by their fear. I'm sure it was frightening to see an angel sitting on the right side, and that just signifies the power and authority that somebody has sitting on the right side. The stone was rolled away. They did not see Jesus' body lying there. And in fact, the linen cloths weren't just spread across, but they were folded, signifying that Jesus no longer needed those clothes and cloths. What the women read became real. The prophecies in Isaiah 53 and Psalm 22 about the suffering servant, what they had learned and studied, now was living truth that they experienced firsthand. someone, Jesus, took the punishment for our sins. Also in verse 7, the angel told the woman that Jesus was going to meet them and his followers in Galilee. This is important because Galilee is a symbol of new beginnings and fulfillment of prophecy. What Jesus says is true because he foretold his resurrection and meeting in Galilee. Jesus' words are trustworthy and reliable, and we are called to be like Jesus. If we truly believe that Jesus died for each of us, then our sins in the past, present, and future are forgiven. We would and should live differently. If you came to church this morning not believing that Jesus died and rose again and took the punishment for your sins, may this be the day you believe. If you came to church not believing in the resurrection story and that God chose you, sees you, loves you, I pray this is the day. This is the day that you'll run into the Father's arms because they are open wide. If you already believe that you are chosen, you are seen, and you are loved, I pray you may rest in God's loving arms. Feel the peace that surpasses all understanding and continue to have hope on this Resurrection Sunday. I pray that you share the good news with those around you. May God give you courage, strength, and a new passion to share the good news of Jesus. When you are going through a hard time, because as followers of God, there are hard times. Much like being in an ocean when waves are constantly hitting you and you wonder if a wave pulling you under will ever give you relief. Know that Jesus has never left your side during those moments. He is with you, he is for you, and he knows. Just knowing that Jesus understands and is caring and compassionate can bring comfort and peace. I know that I have felt stuck in the waves. So, go and tell the good news. Just as Mary Magdalene and the other woman were called, Jesus also calls us to tell others that Jesus is alive. Maybe even this week you can pray for one person who needs hope. Share your story of what Jesus has done in your life. The last several months has been hard for our family, especially as we have been praying for you, for Thomas. And so, as hard as that is, we have to keep the hope that God has given us. And live like you are truly forgiven. Since Jesus conquered death, we don't have to live with the weight and guilt of our sins. Release past shame and bring it to God in prayer. Because of the resurrection, your identity is not your past. It is being chosen, loved, and redeemed. We can also trust God in the middle of fear and uncertainty. The women approached the tomb with questions and fear, but they kept going. Take one step of faith, even when you don't have all the answers. When you feel overwhelmed, remind yourself, Jesus is with me. And I remember this by in Deuteronomy 31:6 and Hebrews 13:5. I hold up my hand and it says, God is with me. So you can do it too with me. God will never leave. And then when you get to your thumb, put your name there. God will never leave, surely. And each of you can do that for yourselves when you remember. God will never leave. And in the same way, the Lord is my helper. God will never leave me. The Lord is my helper. True promises that God has given us. And let this resurrection change how you live. If this is the greatest deal, it should shape our everyday lives. Live with hope, even in difficult circumstances. Choose love, grace, and forgiveness towards yourself. Thank you. Wake up each day remembering Jesus is alive, and that changes everything. Jesus is inviting each of us to come, see, and go and tell. Let's pray. Father, thank you for this day. Thank you that this is Resurrection Sunday, and we are reminded of just how you have seen us, chosen us, and we are deeply loved by you, even with the act of Jesus dying on the cross and being raised 3 weeks later. Thank you that your word is alive and active, and that we get to read it, study it, pray it, and live it out. Help us to walk in the freedom of your forgiveness and rest in the assurance of your presence in each of our lives. In Jesus' name.